everyone. Let's turn our Bible to Matthew 6:33. So for those of you who have done GIC, actually I want to invite you to recite these verses together with me. We're going to go for the NASB version, okay? But so Jesus says, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Amen. So let's start today with a prayer. So, yeah, Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you that your mercy are renewed every morning. And we thank you that we can gather here to hear your word and to start our day with our devotion to you, Lord. And God, we dedicate this time to you, and we invite you, Holy Spirit, to come and fill this place, Lord, and come and have your way with us. And we love you, and we praise you, and we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So, as I was praying and asking God what to share during EMP, so literally yesterday, he gave me a word, kingdom of God. And then he led me to these verses, Matthew 6:33. So for those of you who have complete GIC, you should know this word by heart. So in fact, this is my life verse. And I'm actually not surprised God brought me back to this verse when I asked him. So whenever I ask him for something, he will give me this verse. And when I ask him for, ask God to give me a husband, he will say, "See first my kingdom and righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." So I was like, all right, I hear you. But what does that even mean? You know, and what it means to see first the kingdom, and what does it look like to, you know, have a Christian life with the kingdom of God in mind? So the best way to find out the answer is to look into the Bible. So I look it up where the word kingdom is mentioned in the Bible. So the Greek word kingdom, hope I pronounce it correctly, basileia, is mentioned many times throughout the Bible. In the New Testament alone, the word was mentioned 162 times. And in the Gospel of Matthew, the word is mentioned over 50 times across the 28 chapters of the book. The message of kingdom of God is actually at the core of Jesus' teaching. So, and according to the Oxford Dictionary, I also looked it up in the dictionary, the word kingdom means a country, a state, or a territory ruled by a king or a queen. So it brings to mind, for me at least, like, oh, it's a grand place, it's a physical place, so a piece of land. So, but the Greek word kingdom means royal power, kingship, dominion, rule and reign. So that means the basic meaning of kingdom in the Bible is God's reign. So for example, consider Psalm 133:19. The Lord has established his throne in the heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. So you can hear the basic meaning of the word kingdom is rule and reign. So God's reign and rule governs everything. So since God's purpose for this world is to save his people and renew the world for them, and his kingly rule implies a saving and redeeming activity on their behalf. So this is why the coming of kingdom in the New Testament is called the good news. So, and through Jesus, the king is coming into the world to establish his saving rule. So first in the heart of his people, in their relationship by redeeming them, from the scene through his sacrificial on the cross. Then by the exercise of his reign, so he gathered the people for himself in the congregation and live as the citizen in the kingdom. So then Christ come a second time, and he will complete the reign by establishing a new heaven and new earth. So from Jesus' teaching of kingdom in the gospel, so we have learned that is actually both in the present and it's also yet to come. And that's why Matthew 6:10, Jesus teaches us, or teaches his disciple, to pray, "Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and your kingdom come, and your will be done on earth as is in heaven." So this is commonly referred as the Lord's Prayer, and which we are taught to pray to bring the kingdom down here, because it's not yet the way that God has intended. And we also pray that God will bring his reign fully on this earth and also in our life. So although the kingdom of God is not going to appear immediately, but yet we found in the Bible, Jesus actually repeatedly in his teaching, let's say when we see at Matthew 4:17 and Mark 1:15, so it's Jesus always say, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. So he also say in Luke 17:21, for indeed the kingdom of God is within you. I was like, wow, how come the kingdom of God, it both already happened, but it's also yet to come, right? So I think I look it up and the answer is the kingdom of God is God's reign, right? So his sovereign action in the world is to redeem and deliver his people. But then at the future time, we all know the second coming, it will finish it and renew his people and this whole universe completely. So before Jesus come back, how should we live our Christian life, right? We all know that we are living in between time and we are all waiting for Jesus comes back, the second coming. So going back to our verses for today, so when we seek first God's kingdom and we are seeking for the rule and reign of the kingdom in our life. So this is when Jesus is in charge and when we are under his kingship and when he is in control of our life. And that is the kingdom of God. So as Christian, and we have come to, we have become a part of God's kingdom when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. So since God's ultimate mission is the cosmos redemption, and we as a citizen of the kingdom of God, and we have the responsibility to carry out that mission and spread the good news throughout the earth. And we also call to be witness of Jesus and to tell others about him, and that we will remain surrender to his will and to live our life. So I think that's what he meant by seek first his kingdom. But you know what? It's sadly that, especially one of the books that I read recently is called Family Kingdom. It talks about the rise of the individualism in our current culture. And the personal rise, self-fulfillment, sense of entitlement, and consumerism has penetrated every area in our life, including our Christian life. So we let this worldly value to steer our quest for our identity, our meaning, a direction, our power, and also our hope. So we, like PSAM mentioned on Sunday's sermon, we pick and choose in bits and pieces of what we felt like and fit into our Christian life. And then he also said, like, then what? We become our own God, right? So as I was reflecting on that, like, I find myself guilty of that as well. So as a ministry leader, I call myself always, like, recruit people by marketing and promoting. So what you can get out of it, right? Come join outreach, you know, you will benefit from it. And which is really what we call inward focus. So it's all start with the survey that I've done at church a year ago, some of you know. The topic it was why people are not serving at outreach or mission. So I'm sure you're not surprised to find out the result. I was a bit surprised, but so the dominant reason for people that are not joining outreach or mission was lack of time. Of course, in Hong Kong, right? Time is everything. So, but my response was like, what? Well, it's a matter of priority, right? So, but of course, I didn't go down that route. And instead, I thought, maybe I should motivate them by showing them the benefit of joining outreach. So it's just, I was always say like, oh, it's actually all for your own good, you know, by showing them like what is good to serve. You will encounter God. You will see God at work tangibly, and you will grow in Christ. You will, He will shape your character. He will push you out of your comfort zone. Then you will grow, and also it will strengthen you in your family relationship if you serve together as a family. So, like, it's, you know, I let all this, like, worldly understanding of, you know, what is the value of doing ministry to actually steer my way of leading my ministry. So that, and the ministry is supposed to serve God, not serve these people, right? So I was reflecting on that. And but don't get me wrong, these things are a good thing, you know, and you will benefit from it if you join outreach. But I was thinking, no, but these shouldn't be the only reason that you serve God, and just shouldn't be self-focused, but not God-focused, right? And only think about what it is in it for me, right? So I remember when I first became a Christian, I was caught by Pianju's wife, Cora. She caught me at LKF. I think she was on the way to back to church and for a conference. And she was like, oh, we're going to be late. Hey, aren't you going to that conference? I was like, I'm going to a friend's birthday. And then she was like, but it's Cheon. Pastor Cheon is coming to a prophetic conference. And I was like, oh, but I have appointments already. But what is that in it for me anyway? Like, what is that good for me? What does that even mean? Prophetic conference, like, as a new Christian, I don't even know. But my mindset was like, what is good for me? Why would I go and attend this conference? I'd rather spend time with my friends here, right? So, but that, I know that's a really extreme example, but that's what happened for me when I first become a Christian, right? And of course, you can see God, like, at work the whole time and working on me until where I am right now. But, yeah. So I would say, yeah, it is, we're all working in progress, but it's really dangerous. Sometimes we will shift our focus on ourselves instead of God. So, but in God's upside kingdom, as upside down kingdom, so we are called to be kingdom focused, right? Individual should serve and submit to God's will and His kingdom purpose. And we are the citizen of God's kingdom, and that's our identity. Right? Simply as that. And as citizen, we have our responsibility and to serve the God, to share the gospel, to love the poor, to visit the sick, and to set the captive free. And we may not feel like doing it, like Pisan was saying, but it's our responsibility, simple as that. And we may not be called to be a full-time vocational minister in this area, but we all have our part to play in it. So as Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed that, yet not my will, but your will be done, right? In Luke 22:42, I don't think God, like Jesus at that time, was feel like I'm going to die on the cross today. But no, but yet he submit his will to God's will. And only when we submit to God's will and participate in his kingdom, and we really will find our identity, meaning, and direction, and power, and hope that we are looking for. So, no, it's a bit early, but I would like to invite Matthew to come up to lead us in worship. So, yeah, so today I really want to invite you to go before God, and to really repent if any area in your life right now, like, that you have been, like, really self-focused, but not kingdom-focused. And that happened. Like, it's not, like, you are not a good Christian or whatnot. But I think it's really important that we constantly remind ourselves to be, focusing on God and all the areas in our life. So, and ask God to reveal that to you. And, as I mentioned, we are all in working progress. It's fine. And just ask God, and He will graciously to show us. And we invite Him to come into those areas and to, ask Him to fully reign and to fully rule in our life. And even ask Him, what does it look like? And he will always guide us and lead us. Yeah. So yeah, let's pray. Let's go before God and ask him.
Thank you. just declare the goodness of God. Take a minute. Just declare the goodness. Just open your mouth and say the words out loud. Just declare how good He is in your life. Let it bring to remembrance to you the good things in your life.
Yes, Father God, You are so good. God, we want to start our morning to praise You, Lord, to praise You for what You have done on the cross, Lord. We thank You for Your sacrifice, and because of Your sacrifice of Your Son, Jesus, that we can enter the kingdom of God. We can be called ourselves the citizen of this kingdom. And God, we come before You today, and as Your message saying that there are times that we might not be fully letting You be the king to rule over our life, Lord. God, we just in those areas that we have not, Lord, we come and ask for Your forgiveness, Lord, that we make everything about ourselves but not about You, God. And Father, I just pray right now that we can be able to lay those things at Your feet and also invite You, Lord, to come in those areas, to be the king and to rule in those areas in our life, Lord. God, and even show us what does it look like, Lord. Is there any area that we can give, we have to surrender and to give it to You? And Father, yeah, Father, we just thank You, God. We thank You for today. We thank You that, Your words is really the honey and to the food of our soul. And God, we thank You for that. God, and just also show us what is a citizen looks like in Your kingdom and what it looks like and to be rule under Your reign, God. We thank You for that. So let's move to our community prayer. We continue to live up our brother and sister who are battling cancer and also going through chemo and radiation therapy and surgery. Let's continue to lift them up and ask God's healing hand to come upon them and to bring restoration and also bring peace and to those that who may under a lot of or a lot of worries about their sickness, and ask God to give them peace in their heart. So for our next items, we'll be we're praying for those who are having illnesses and sickness, but also need God's salvation. We continue to lift them up and to ask God's healing to come upon them, but at the same time, not just physical healing, but also heal their soul and spirit and to bring them back to His kingdom and to bring them back to home. And to really give them the grace of salvation. Let's lift them up. So next up, so we also continue to lift up those that experience some infirmity and also pray for, God's really bring full healing in those area. And also, just pray that God will continue to, bless them and give them even patience. Sometimes, it could be a long recovery, but ask God to give them peace and to give them patience and during this time, the period of waiting. And I just pray that God will also draw them closer to them at this time of need. Lift them up. So we continue to pray for those who are seeking for job. Just pray that God will be their evermore direction and guidance at this time. And also pray for God's open door and God to pray for God to open the right door that when they show up, then they will know that that's the direction that God is leading them. And also pray for, again, their patience, because the time that could be a long waiting before the next thing shows up, but just pray that God will continue to get them patient during this time of waiting. Just pray that God to prepare them during the time of waiting as well, and to draw them closer to them during this time as well. Let's pray. The next up. So we'll go to today's mission focus. We continue to pray for our Singapore branches, Indonesia, Philippines, as well as in the U.S. And we also pray for the leader. We pray for Pastor Sam Kim for Singapore. And we pray for Pastor Salama for Indonesia. We pray for Ernie. We pray for Spill. And we also pray for SP New York. And we pray for Ruth, Jess, and Kelly as they in the leadership. And pray really, God, to give those leader wisdom, especially during this time of COVID and or even protests or whatnot. But yeah, just pray that God will give them wisdom and all the decision that they need to make to lead the congregation at this time. Yeah, let's lift them up. And next up, we also continue to live out our education ministry for SB Kid. Pray for Mary and Lisa. And the kids' program has been with Zoom and all the classes back. And it's a huge project. And I'll just pray for the two of them to lead, really, to really follow God and what He has in mind for this ministry. And also pray for SB Youth. Pray for Donald as he's leading the ministry. Also pray for SPU, PNG, and also pray for especially summer. There's a lot of activity going on, and just pray that God will really guide them and lead them and to make good use of this time in summer. Let's lift them up. So we also live up our prayer and healing ministry. For IP, we pray for Mac as the leader, and the well as Caden as the leader, and also pray for River Ayong being the leader right now. And really pray, these people are really working behind the scene and really praying for our church, praying for our leader, and praying for our congregation. And we really, really need to lift them up and pray for God's anointing over them, and also pray for God's protection with them in their life and also their family. Yeah, let's lift them up. We also live up our evening outreaches. SP Light, so I know that they're still going out even during the COVID. Homie, we actually not suspended anymore. We have been going out. We have been really having a lot of people stepping up and to come and to serve. It's really praise God for that. And we will also continue to live up, the partner that we are partnering with. Pray that God will continue to use them as well. We just lift them up right now. So next up, we continue to live out our city into prayer. As there are a couple more cases, new cases of COVID has confirmed it. I myself included, I feel guilty of being relaxed a little bit on the prayer. Let's continue to press on and pray for our city until there's zero cases, like for a consecutive period of time, and just continue to live up our city regarding the COVID and also regarding the protests. We continue to pray for God's to his reign and rule and come into this place. We really just pray God will bring peace and to bring healing in this land. Let's lift up Hong Kong in our prayer. Yes, Father God, we thank you for this morning, Lord. We thank you for the word. We thank you that you have invited us into your kingdom and be your citizens of this kingdom. And Lord, just pray right now that you will come into our life, Lord, in every area, in our family, in our church life, even our work life, in all this area. And even in Hong Kong, Lord, we just invite you, God, to come and really reign and rule, Lord Father, because we are weak at times, Lord. We don't know what to do. But God, I just pray that you continue to, take control. You are in the throne. You are still in control, Lord God, that you are still in reign. And Father, just, today, we're just by giving up today to you, we're setting you as a priority. And Lord, we just we just pray that you continue to come in those areas and to work in our life, Lord. And Father, we just we offer all our prayer to you that we lift them up, Lord. And also, just pray that we continue to put you in the center in our life, and also to come and worship you and to praise you and all that we do. And we love you. We praise you in all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Enjoy the rest of your prayer. I'll see you tomorrow at EMP same time. Thank you. Thank you, Matthew.